says a few lavim on the exact same thing that's also. Shashi, tzira, that's sheretzoif. Hornet. The gam sheretzes alot, it does two things. It flies, and it also creeps on the ground. V'yesh pa'elu chamish lavim, it has the five lavim of regular sheretz that creeps on the ground. U'maysaf alea lav the sheretzoif. It has the sixth lav, is that it also flies. The Mishnah Torah. They call sheretzoif, tami hu lechem, lo yechlu, sheretz. It was sheretz lashin rochush, and the nun, it like creeps and moves itself. Alright. So the kids, you see what it's possible the Torah to say a few times aloud in the same parsha that you get a few malchus in. See here also, how do we know that bosa tame, the Torah says lo yochel? It's extra, maybe it teaches us that you get two time malchus in here. If the Gemara Amalei, kol heichod yiko lemedrish tashinin, v'loi mukmina and v'lav yisera. That's the cloud. Is you better off using it to teach us some other chidushim? If you have no other chidushim to do, so there's extra posik here. True, I could say it to tell me you get two time malchus in. But if you could darshin it to be married with something else, that's better. This is a cloud, how you darshin the Torah. You're better off to say the Torah doesn't stam say two lavim, because it's not normal. Usually the Torah doesn't give two lavim on the same thing. So if you could darshin it to be married with something else, it's better to darshin it to be married with something else. Here we could do. There's an extra laugh here of Lo Yochel by Besar Kodesh. It's come to teach us that all these surim are Rasa Bano. So you're better off dashing with something else rather than putting it Lagufa to say they're too laughing. Yeah. So the more now, we have Bosara Sheyiga B'chol Tomei. Lo Yochel is the Reisha Lomeli. What do I need the first Lo Yochel? Rashi says, we have Bosara Lomeli. Hashtag the Amrit. Kro Lav Lagufa Yosa. This post is not going to come to teach us the din itself, that if you have a boser of shlomim or boser chatis, that if it touches a sheretz, you can't eat it. We don't need this posik fit itself, because treat it as a kabuchayma for meiser, and it's a hekish, so I don't need the posik gufe. So it's an extra posik now, to teach us that chomet is also banor. So, im leim einu inyin, teinach vashayiga b'chol tome lo yoichel. That's good. But we have boser lomeli. What did the posik have to say at the beginning of the posik? We have boser, that's extra. It just should have said, "Va'asheyiga b'chol tamer lo yochel." What do I need the first word "va'bosa" for? And the Moran says, "L'rabbis eitzim levona." This is a tremendous chiddush that eitzim wood, even though it's not an oichel, so chur it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. That there it says, "Chibas hakodesh." Since you're using this wood to put on the mizbeach to burn, al chibas hakodesh, it gets a shame. It could be mekabel tumah. Rashi, Mishana l'rabbis eitzim levona lekabel tumah. V'yafagav lav uchlu. Even though it's not something you could eat, wood and levona, that's an extra pasuk here. V'yabosar that anything that's brought on the mizbeach using for chibas hakodesh, it has a locha as if it's considered bosar, as if it's an oichum, and it could be mekabel tumah. That's a new chiddush here. L'rabbis eitzim levona. And posha this is midiraisa that chibas hakodesh makes it that's mekabel tumah. For the Gemara, v'yabosar kol Torah yoichal. Bosa the Seifel Lomeli. The end of the pasuk also says we have Bosa called Torah Yechol. Yeah, that the Emurim could also be Mekabel Tumah. The Emurim, usually that's the fat, that's the trace of fat that we're not allowed to eat, usually put that on the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, we have Bosa Yeser Miborle Dilo called Torah Yechol. That we need for you. The rabbi says the emurim shem nitmu. If the emurim became tamei, the ochlan tor and the tor of the kohen eats it, sheyavra leyim mishum beiz lavim. He gets two lavim now. Lav desaris. One thing is he's a lav desaris and not allowed to eat this kodesh. Sheaf hakohen zar etzlam. Even a kohen, he's not allowed to eat the emurim. A kohen can only eat the meat that comes to him, but the emurim that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, that's the fat of the korban that goes on the mizbeach. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Even if a kohen eats the emurim, he gets one lav for his azar. The lav de tumas boser. He's also second lav. He's eating tomadik meat. V'adliel koy v'chakoma lo yochav aboser namish nitma lo yochav. That what even the emurim, the fat, could also be mekabel tumah. For the Gemara, so Tosafos speaks out. What do we need a pasuk for? Pshita the emurim are fats. Fats and oichel. So pshita could be mekabel tumah. What do I need an extra pasuk for to teach me the fats of the korban that goes on the mizbeach and the sheretz touches it? It's mekabel tumah. As mishpleim of the first chiddush is good. Wood is not called an eichel. So usually wood cannot be mekabel tumah. Here it's a chiddush though. Aschibus hakodesh is mekabel tumah. But the chur of the fats pshita is mekabel tumah. But Tosafos says, I would think ein chayov maleim mishum tumah hayov yen nitorim. the Baalti is no heter for anybody to eat it at all, so maybe that's not called Leichel. The Moshel, the Emurim, has to go straight on the Mizbeach. Even the Kahanim are not allowed to eat it. So since nobody has a heter to eat the Emurim, maybe I would think it's not called like an Eichel. To Makabotumma, Kamashma and the Pasuk, no. The Emurim is also called an Eichel. Like a Zonit Siddur, there's an Isser on this. Nobody's allowed to eat it. But really it's called an Eichel, therefore it's Makabotumma. So that's what you need the Bosser, the last word of Bosser in the Pasuk. For the Gemara, Emurim, mehasam nafka. I have another pasuk to teach me that emurim is mekabel tumah. Titani, we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Via nefesh asher toichal b'sar b'osar mizbeach b'osar mizevach hashlomim." If you eat from the meat of the zevach hashlomim, asher l'Hashem, that belongs to Hashem. What does asher l'Hashem means? L'rabe says emurim to teach me even the emurim if they become tumah, you're not allowed to eat it. So I have another puzzle to teach me that the emurim, these fats of the carbon that go straight on the mizbeach, it could become tummy. So what do I need two pesukim for to tell me this chiddush? And the Gemara hosam tumas haguf the chorus. There the puzzle is talking about if the kohen is tummy and he goes and eats basar kachim, he gets chorus. That's the chi of chorus. There are two ways that could be tummy. Either the kohen could be tummy and he's eating basar that's tor, or else the meat could be tummy and the kohen is tor. So the second pasuk here of V'hanech v'shasher toichal b'sar b'osar mizav v'chashkom is talking about where the kohen is tummy and he's eating the fats of the emurim that he gets chorus. That's one chiddush. Hocha b'tumes b'osar b'lav. Our pasuk is talking about the kohen is tohor. No, what's wrong? The meat is tummy. That's another chiddush. How do I know that the emurim could be makabel tumah? That's our pasuk here to say that if a sheres touches the emurim, it's makabel tumah, and if the kohen eats it now, he's over allowed. But the second pasuk, that's another chiddush. That's the chiddush if the kohen is tummy. How do I know that if he eats emurim, he also has a chi of karis? Then I need a special limud. So mele is no stira. You need two limudim here. That this emurim, it itself could be makabel tumah, and then if a kohen eats it, he's only over allowed. And the second pasuk is, if the kohen himself is tamei, and he eats the emurim, he has a chiyuv karas on it. Rashi says, "Umishani hosam b'tumas haguf ari, vay b'tumas yolov mukmilov izvachin perik b'shamay b'tumas haguf hakosim medaber." Where the kohen is tamei, and there it says, if he eats even the emurim, he has a chiyuv karas on him. For och in our Gemara, Rebinu liyazoras only for nazar for lav. That means tumas bosak ishinitmo heim. When the basar or the fats became tummy, v'hu tor, but the kohen is still tor. She muzer aleim. How do you know he has a lav not eat it? V'ochel lek koris. In this case, there's no chi of koris. If the kohen is tor, he's only eating the meat that's tummy. There's no chi of koris. El lav, the might mikoris mizvachin perik v'sham. We have psukim there. There's no koris there. That's why I need two different psukim to tell me a murim has all the alochis. If the kohen is tummy, he'll get koris for it. And if the meat, if the emurim is tameh and the kohen is tor, he only gets a laugh for it. Because the kitzur, this is the extra pasuk here, to teach us that bechametz of Pesach and sharanisko another limud, it's also banu. There's a new gemara now. Omer Rav Avuha, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol isurin shabatayro. Anytime a Torah says a lav not to eat something, you should know ain leikin alehim. You only get malchus. You only over the avera midiraisa el derech achilosin. If you eat it, derech, the normal way, the way people eat it. Shrashi el derech achilosin, elim came ochlon derech achilosin. You have to eat it normal. What does that mean? Lemute mai. What's not called eating it normal? Omer Rav Simi Barashi, lemute shemochal chelev chai shepoter. If you eat raw fats, chelev is osav achila. Chelev is mute bano. There's only an isra achila. You're not allowed to eat chelev, the treifa fats. Let's say you eat raw treifa fats. That's not a derech. Nobody eats fats raw. So if you eat the fats raw, locher is ain't loikin a love. This is machlokes rishonim. If it just means there's no malchus, but it's still also midiraisa. And some rishonim learn no midiraisa it's mutter. Like we spoke before from Rabbi Chanan speaks out that there's a klal and kol Torah kula. The Torah only gave you surim in a normal manner, just like on Shabbos if you do something with the shinui. It's only Yosem and the Rabbonim and the Reis, it's Mutter, because the Torah only asks us things in a normal manner. The normal way you do things, that's the Melacha, the Yisra Torah said not to do. If you do it in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. Just like by Shabbos, you do the Yisurim with the Shinui, it's only Yosem and the Rabbonim and the Reis, it's Mutter. That's the way he wants to mouth before the Gemara had that sound. One man the if you plant a tree, the Tzarech HaRabim, there's no Yisra Oler on it. Because it's not a derech to plant a tree for the Rabbin. So what? The pshat is something that's not normal, the Torah doesn't answer that. There also, it's not normal to eat raw fats. So even though the Torah said raw fats is treif and not allowed to eat it, the Torah, when it said don't eat it, only meant to say don't eat it in a normal manner. if yeah, in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. So eating treifa fats, ruach fat, is mutter. So shalom, why do we have to go to dafka treifa fats for? Why don't the Gemara say you eat raw meat? Score, there should be a right that eating raw meat would be called yeah, derech. Just like we hold by Shabbat, the raw meat is not called muksa, because some people do eat raw meat. Right? It's only raw fats that you don't eat. So that's why Gemara says, if you eat raw fats, that's not a derech, therefore you putter. Ika di Amri, some say, Omer Abavu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The second lesson is like this. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, and Loikin Aleim, anytime the Torah asks for something, you don't get an Alkos for it, El Derech Hanosen. Only if you eat it, and have Hanor from it, the derech, the normal way to have Hanor from it. So Chura now is being Moisiv, not only Isra Achila, but even an Isra Hanor, something that's Osev Hanor, it's only Osev, you have the Hanor, the derech. Lemute Mai, what's not called the derech? Omer Asim Arashi, Lemute, Shemaniach Chelev Shashar Haniskom. You have this shore that killed the man that the Loiska Paskin is supposed to be killed itself. You have to stone the shore. So we have before a shore on Iska, we have this last Pasuk teach us, it's also Bano. So even the fats of the shore on Iska is also Bano. So if you take the fat of the shore on Iska and you put it on Gabi Makosin, you put it on top of the wound. You have a Maka wound and you want to smear the oil on top of the wound, it's a good refuah. Shu Potter, still your Potter. And like this pshat is a tremendous Chiddish, if a whole Shechen and Avada and Avada, Ocho Chelev Chai Shu Potter. For sure, if you take raw fats and eat it, for sure you potter. That's not called kederach at all. But the second lashon is saying a tremendous chiddush in shloi kederach. What are you doing wrong now? You're taking this fat, true, it came from a shor nisko, it's also bano, and you have a wound, you're smearing it on the wound. Nechura, right now it's a derech. If somebody has a wound, it's a refuah that way. Take fats and smear it to heal it up. So why is that called shloi kederach? Right now, nechura, it is kederach right now. So it's a tremendous chiddush this time. This time the Gemara holds, it has to be a derech what originally it was aimed for. When you have fats, what is fat aimed for? What are you going to do with fats when you buy fats? As soon as the behemoth is shechted, you use the fat. What fat you use for it, either for eating or else for burning. That's what it itself is aimed for. It's not aimed right now to take it and use it for another use of a refuah for medicine. That's not what it's aimed for. So therefore, it's called shloik derech to use it in this not normal manner what it's aimed for. That's a tremendous chiddush. The first lashon wouldn't hold like this. The first lashon holds, what you're doing right now has to be abnormal. So here, that's not called abnormal. You take the fats and smear it on your hands, that's a normal thing. You have refuah, it's refuah. According to the first lashon, you'd be chayiv in the second case. Now the second case is saying a tremendous chiddush. That even though right now what you're doing maybe is normal, but since metchila, when you have the real fat, it's not oimit for that, that's not what it's supposed to be used for. It's supposed to be used for either for burning with, or else to eat the fat, to use it in food, to eat with it. So to use it in a not normal manner, that's also called the ptur. That's what the second lashon holds. Itmanami. Omer Rav Acha ba'aviya. Omer Rav Asim Rav Yechanan. Haniya chelu shashar niska. Take the fats of a shashar niska, that's also bano. Agabi makos, you put it on top of your wound. Potter. Even though you're having hano, you're having pleasure out of it, you're potter. Why? Lefisha koli surin shabatera. And loikin aleim ela derech hanosen. You only get malchus derech hanosen the way that it's oimit to be used. And this is not the way it's oimit to be used for fats. So Rashi says, chelev. And derech hanosen ela bahavorum. The equal way to use fats is either to use it for oil to burn with, or else lim shayach oris, or else to shmir skin with it. For later refuah. Metchila, when you buy fats, nobody buys it for a fuah. The choshchin and avadla, the second shot is oichel chelev chai. Avad, if you can eat it raw, that's an abnormal manner right now. Pshiti yipote for that. Omer Rav Zera, Rav Zera says, afanam namatnina. I'll bring your raya from the Mishnah also like you're saying. There's alocha ein soifkin es aboyim. You don't get malchus if you eat mishum orla. If you eat these peris, the first 3 years that the tree is growing, that's called orla. If you eat the orla, you only get malchus. Only if you had an olive tree or a grape tree. The first 3 years you have those grapes. So pshit, if you eat the grapes or the olives itself, avad you get malchus. So what about you squeezed out the grapes? You squeezed out the olives and you got the oil or the yayin. If you drink it, on these two things you get malchus for drinking the wine or drinking the oil that came from Paris of Orla. Bilvad, the ilu mashenken mitusim, tainim urimoinim. What about you have berries? Or else tainim you have figs? Or else remind the pomegranates from Orla, the first 3 years the tree grew. Light, if you squeeze out pomegranates and drink the juice, or the juice, now that you're drinking it, you pot, you don't get malchus. My timer, why don't you get malchus? If you eat the pomegranate itself, you will get malchus. That it's Orla. How come if you squeeze it out now, the juice, you don't get malchus for? My time alav mishum de loikochulu derech hanosan.
Because you're not eating it in Sereg, derech hano. Now again, like, this is a riot to the second lashon. Why isn't it called derech hano? Now that they squeezed out the pomegranate, they got the juice, it's a derech to drink the juice. The Teretz is, though, that's not the worst oymed for mitchila. When you have a pomegranate tree and you buy the pomegranate is oymed lachila. It's oymed right now to eat it. So if you're going to take it and squeeze it out and get the juice, that's not what it's aimed for. That's not its normal derech, the way it should be used. It should have been used to eat. Now that you squeezed it out, even though now that it's in juice, now drinking it is normal. But that's not the way it was aimed mitchila. So it's a rise of the second lashon. Even though what you're doing right now is a normal manner, but since mitchila, when you first got it, that's not what it was aimed for. All peris the ikur is aimed to eat. The only two type of fruits that the ikur of the peri is for the juice is only grapes and olives. For wine and for oil, that's the ikur of the pri. There we say the wine and the olive, the oil is more chashuv than the pri. So the fruit is aimed to make wine out of it. But all other peris, no. It's always aimed ikur to eat, and the juice that comes out is like a tuffle. So you see this svara, that's why you put there. Even though right now you're drinking, it's normal. But since matrila, the fruit was not aimed to have it squeezed out for the juice. It's aimed to eat it. So you see that's called shleik yaderech. So our answer is no. Maybe there's no right from here. If you tell me a case that you take the fruit itself and you eat the fruit in an abnormal manner, then we would have a good raya. Like Rashi says, so you take a pomegranate and you cook it up very, very strong and you eat it. And you tell me a potter. You know why you potter? Because it's not a derech to cook up pomegranates. So if you eat it cooked up, that's a good raya. You did it a shinui. You made it shleik to derech. That's a good raya. There'll be a ptur. So but in our case right now, there's a new reason why you potter. You're telling me in our case, we had this pomegranate, and you squeeze it out and drinking the juice. You see, you bring me a rye now, drinking the juice of the pomegranate, it's potter me the rice, it's mutter. You know why? Mishum dezeya bi'almu. It's a new cloud. It's not called the peri altogether. The juice that comes out of the fruit is called zeya bi'alma. It's like the sweat of the pri. It's not called the pri itself. So midiraisum natura acid orlo. You can't eat these peris. This pomegranate you can't eat. If you squeeze it out and get the juice, the reason why the juice is mutter, because the juice is not called orl at all. It's a new svara, it's called zeyabiyam, it's called the wet. It's called the sweat of the peri. The only fruit that the juice coming out is still considered the fruit is by wine and by oil. That's still considered like the grape and the olive itself. But all other fruits, again, the ik of the fruit is for eating. There's tremendous svara here. But the juice that comes out of it is called zeyab alma. That's why the mashal alocha, and the locha is, we make a shakul niyab devaroi. When you drink orange juice, you don't make a bar of 3/8, you make a shakul niyab devaroi. Because of this svara, it's called zeyab alma. Because the juice that comes out of the peri is not considered like the pri itself. Tois is only obliged by yen kasha, tois is the kasha, but our koporim, let it be yourself, tam kika di raisa. True, the juice that comes out now is not considered part of the pri. But I call upon him in the juice now, this pomegranate juice. The chura you're tasting, though, the taste of the pomegranate. So the old time kick is also midiraisum, even though you don't have the pomegranate itself, but I call upon him the taste of the pomegranate you have in the juice. So I call upon him by Yisurim, it should be also to drink the juice, because the time kicker. That's how he lies by Kasha. But like this, the Gemara is answering, from this case that you drink the juice, you potter, you have no raya. The reason why you potter is because juice is not called the pre itself. The new svara is called Zeya Bialma. It's called the sweat. So it's not the stipler wants the answer to say that the terrace wants to say that the juice inside really the tree, when the nourishment comes up from the tree into the fruit, it's like putting two nourishments from the tree into the fruit. One thing is it's making the fruit itself, the outside, the particles of the fruit itself. Now from the tree also it's shooting in the juice into the fruit, that's the juice inside the pomegranates. So saying a svara now, that juice, the Torah Nev acid. So when you squeeze it out, the juice itself is not called part of the pre. The Torah never acid that juice. The question is though, but the juice itself has a taste. From the pomegranate, he wants to say no. It doesn't get its taste from the fruit itself. It gets its taste from the tree. The tree produces like two things. It produces juice into the fruit, and it produces the fruit itself. Now the Torah is saying now, by regular fruits, we're only asking the fruit itself. The juice, the Torah Nev acid. But the time, the taste of the juice, doesn't really come from the pre itself. It comes rather from the tree. All right. But taste wise by kashin on this kashin. Close a little bite here. Elok mishnu dedam. Omer Abaye. Hakol mod. Everybody's going to be masking though. The klai hakerim shaloik aleim afilu shaloik aderech hanosin. Klai hakerim. That's an issa of your plant of vegetables near the kerim, near the grapes. there you would get malchus even if he didn't strike a derech hanosin. Why my time up? Mishum deloik sibu achila. Here the Torah doesn't say loshen achila. Hey, shalike derech means if a Torah says loshen loik toicha leyecha, don't eat it. So it's saying the Torah says don't eat in a normal manner. But here, by Klal Kerem, the Torah didn't say a lashon of Le'Teichol. Torah just says, Rashi says, Klal Kerem, Siv Pentakdish Hamleya, Demashma Le'Tehenu Mimenu, El Tesafenu, Upen Lavu. So there's a lav not to have any hanor from it. The Torah doesn't say a lashon achila. So any type of hanor here is also, even Shleika Derech, would also be yoser. For the Gemara, Meisve Isa Ben Yudoimer, Minayin LaBosta B'Cholus Shuasa, Now Makar Harino, B'Chlal, Is an Isra Hanor, Bosta B'Cholus, if you cook milk and meat together. We don't know from this post how to eat. How do we know that Bosa Becholov is also have from? Or Mata Kabachoyim? There's a Kabachoyim. Or Marola? All right, we'll stop here. This is the Hemshech of the next Gemara here. We'll see this. The last Gemara we'll see over again tomorrow night. Stop here.
Now, just a little bit back to what we were saying before, the two Lashonis in the Gemara, that the first Lashon was saying, Rebavu was saying, that kol yisurin shabbat Torah and loikin aleihem ela derech achilosan. So Poshe, the first Lashon is only talking about an iser achila. The Gemara says regular chalif. Regular chalif is only yosel ba'achila. And still we say if you eat it, ruah chalif, it's called shleika derech, you don't get malchus. Now the svar for an iser achila is very easy. Since the Torah says a Lashon achila, so in the Lashon of Achila, like Loi Teichal, Loi Yoichal, means don't eat it in a normal manner. That's called an Achila. Shalei Kederach, like here, eating the fats, Ruam, is not called a Derech Achila. That's why you potter. That's very understandable. The question is the second Lashon. The second Lashon says a tremendous Chiddush, that even though there's an Isser Hano involved, L'mosho by Shar HaNiskol, not only is it also Achila, but it's even also to have any Hano from it. So even where there's an Isser Hano, still we say, if you have a Hano, Shalai Kederach Hano, still your potter. What's the case, Shalai Kederach Hano? You take this chalif, and you smear it on your makah. Now we spoke out before, even though right now on your makah, it's a normal thing to do, but since that's not what the chalif is aimed for, Metchila, like Rashi says, with chalif, usually you only use it either for fire to burn with, or else to smear the iris, the skin with it, but not to smear your makah. So therefore, since Metchila, the fats is not aimed for this, it's called Shleike Derech. Now the question is, according to the second Lashon, how do we know that by Yisuri Hano, also it has to only be Kederech, and Shleike Derech is Potter? Al-Lukhuri Yisuri Hano, the Torah doesn't say a Lashon of eating. So Bishleim, according to Rabbi Avuha, that Rabbi Avuha learns out that the Yisr Hano is caused with the word Aloy Toichal, Aloy Soichal, Echad Yisr Achila, V'Echad Yisr Hano, B'mashma, then maybe we can understand. The Torah says that the Yisr Hano is from the word Aloy Toichal, Aloy Yoichal, so in the Lashon Achila it says clearly not to have Hano from it, so we say it's only us if we do it Kederech. But what about the man Yom Lamosher before learns out that have a Shur HaNiskol? How do we know it's Osa Bano, Chiski before said, from Baal HaShur Noki was the one Limud. Since the Pasuk says Noki means he's clean from his Nechosim, it's Osa Bano. See, if you only know it's Osa Bano from other Psukim, from Baal HaShur Noki, or else we had before, Meinu Inyan Lakan, how do we know the Torah was Makbet by Yisr Hano also has to Dafka be Kederech HaNosai? Because the Chur of the Kasher is even Shalai Kederech Hano, but still Lamosh, you're still having Hano from it. Or Lamosh, even by Chalif. Let's say you take this Chalif Chai and eat it. So it's true, it's called Shalai Kederech Hano. But the Chur is still called Shalai Kederech Achila. But still some Hano, some enjoyment you're having. So why aren't you over for the Yisr Hano, the Yisr enjoyment from it? So the Chur, what you have to say is that even Yisr Hano also, it's a Svar, like we spoke out before, it's a Svar, the Torah only asked it if you do Kederech. Kederech, that's the way the Torah says. It talks about things in normal manner. Shalai Kederech, the Torah never asked it. So this Easter Hanor also, the Torah said something is also Hanor, it also Badafka means the normal manner of what this thing is aimed for. And what it's not aimed for, the Torah didn't ask you. Now another pshat would be, is really the Madaik from this in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Halachis, Macholos Asurois, Perikhes, Halacha Tezayim, the Rambam Shita is, he says, Kol Maichol, Shuvasa Bahano, any type of food, as the Torah said, you can't have enough from it, Imnene, if you had enough from it, Veloy Ochal, but you did not eat it, Kegoin, Shemocher and Osaliakim, or Leklofim, instead of you eating, let's say this Chalev that's Osa Bahano, instead of you eating it, you sold it to a Goy or you gave it to Klofim.
So Rambam paskins ein loike. You did not get malchus for it. Midirayis tetz mutter. Meforshim say, how did the Rambam know there's no malchus for Nisr Hano? So some Meforshim learn, he learns it out from our Gemara. That our Gemara says that the second Lashon is saying that kol yisun Shabbat Torah ein loiken aleim elo derech hanosan. Derech Hano. Now derech Hano, the Rambam learns up, especially by your food, anything that's edible, we say that derech Hano, the ikir Hano, this food is eating it. That's called derech Hano. If you don't eat it, but take any other hanor out of it, that hanor automatically is shaloka derech Hano. And therefore your potter, the Rambam is mashman, any iser Hano, if you just eat it, if you don't eat it, you just have other Hano from it, all that Hano is always considered shaloka derech. And therefore the Rambam said you don't get malchus. So that'll be pshat here also. This is more like mistavro, like you were saying before in your bavua. God is good, because the Rambam paskens like your bavua. But when the Torah says lo yoichal, lo toichal, it actually means echad yisr achilu v'echad yisr hano. That really the Torah means ta'aseh b'yika, the yisr hano, not to have any enjoyment from it. Now why does the Torah say loshen lo yoichal, don't eat it? Like we said before, because the ikr hano, the main hano, the main enjoyment you can have from a food, is eating it. So therefore the Torah says don't eat it, but who adin the Torah means tasa, don't have any type of enjoyment from it. So Rambam learns though, but malchus you won't get. Because to get malchus, that's a daf can be derech hano. Now the derech hano of any food is eating it. If you don't eat it, true, the Torah said you can't have enough from it, but I call upon a malchus, there wouldn't be. It's not called kederech, there wouldn't be an issa malchus on it. Now that what we spoke about before, that if shloike derech is it also midirais or only also midirabonin, that we'll see later in the next domah, the arise for this, that the machab is also mashmam, that's only also midirabonin. If yidit shloike derech achilo, shloike derech hano, at most it's only also midirabonin, and therefore for a chayla tak it's mutter. Even a chayla shein boi sakonam, it's mutter for him, since it's only also midirabonin, the makam chil the rabonin were not geyser. But there's also a famous shayla, a hakira that Tzlach makes, that by an Isser Hanoa, how much do you have to have Hanoa, what's the shear for Hanoa to say that it's also? Like by Achilu we know always you have to eat a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, it's only Yosef Mishum Chatzi shear. But the Isser Achilu always with the kezayis. What about the Isser Hanoa? How much do you have to have for Hanoa? As do we say, since the Torah says, L'yuchel, we learn that the Isser Hanoa from Achilu, it's also the shear of a kezayis. Or else, Hanoah, it's always telling in the Shabbat Pruta. As long as the Hanoah, the enjoyment you had from it, is worth the Shabbat Pruta, that's the Shear of the Yisr. The Achrenim brings Rayas for this, that by Yisr Hanoah, the Yisr is telling in the Shabbat Pruta. As long as you had an enjoyment from it, enough to be worth the Shabbat Pruta, that would be the Yisr of having Hanoah from the Chayfetz. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, the bottom Gemara Chav Dalam on the base again. The last shal was we came out that most Yisurim, it's only Yosef Yidi Kederach Achilo and Kederach Hanoson, but Shaloi Kederach Hanoson is Mutim Midiraisa. It's only Yosef Midirabonin. Then the Gemara said though, Abaya said, Om Rabaya, Hakel Moidim Beklai HaKerim. The Yisur, the Klai HaKerim, that's also Banu, that if you have vegetables growing near the Kerim, near the vine, near the grapes, Shaloiken aleim afilu shloike derech hanosim. As yista klai kerem, you get malchus, even if you have hanoh, shloike derech hanosim. Why is this iser hanoh different than all over? My time of mishum d'loik sivbu achila. Because here it doesn't say the word achila. Because when the Torah says a loshen achila, we say achila means kederech. You have to, you only over the iser if you do it the normal manner of a derech achila. Here klai kerem, the Torah doesn't say an iser as achila. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk just says, pen tiktash hamaleya. So the Torah doesn't say a lashon of achila, just that it's also b'hanor. So even shloike derech hanor is also b'chlal the yisur. And so whenever the Torah doesn't say the yisur, but Torah is a lashon achila, it even means shloike derech hanor. So the Gemara makes, I have a kasha on you. Yisur ben Yudu Eimer minayin lebosse b'chol of shuwaser. How do I know b'chlal you're not allowed to eat meat and milk cooked together? Nemakan. The pasuk doesn't. The Torah never says loy toichol. Torah never says zos to eat it. So how do we know there's an issa not to eat milk and meat together? It says the hekish ne makan ki yam kodeshato. Says by bosa becholov in the pasuk ki yam kodeshato. For ne malahalin another pasuk says by treifa v'yanshei kodesh tioli. So malahalin osir, just like by treifa. The other pasuk says clearly you're not allowed to eat a treifa. Is afkan who had in here by the iser of bosa b'cholav osir? It's osir to eat it. Trashi bosa b'cholav. Any Rashi on this? No, no Rashi. Yeah. So the aim liyela b'achila. This hekish kiam kodesh and am kodesh on anshe kodesh as kodesh and kodesh. We all know this nisr achila. Because treifa, it's only also tita treifa. A treifa, the pasuk says, like kelev tashnicha noisoi, it's mutter b'hano. So in liyela b'achilu, you're not allowed to eat a basa b'chol that was cooked together. B'hano minayin, how do I know it's also to have hano? When basa and chol is cooked together, it's also b'hano. Or ma'at the kal b'chayim, ah the kal b'chayim that it's also b'hano. Or ma' orla, ma'adoch the isa orla, that means the first 3 years you have a fruit tree growing, that the peiros are orla the first 3 years. You didn't do any yisra by planting the tree. You're allowed to plant the tree. The Torah just says the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. Still, we say asur bano. We have tsukim before arelim three times arelim to say that orla is asur bano. So once I know that this isra orla, the first 3 years of the parents, it's asur bano. Bosa becholuf. If you have now milk and meat that you cook together, shenev de boyavera. There's an aveira involved in just making the bosa b'cholov. Like the bottom Rashi says, bosa b'cholov shenev de boy aveira kishe bishlu. When you cooked it together, that's an aveira by itself. V'yover olav alav loy savashal. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. So maduch bosa b'cholov. First you have to do a ma'is aveira to get the heft of bosa b'cholov. Ezein adin she yasa b'no. Pshita bosa b'cholov should be yasa b'no. It can't be worse than orla. Madoch orla, you didn't do any in Aveira. Still, when the terrorist says, don't eat it. It means it's asa b'hano. Basa b'cholo should also be asa b'hano. For the Gemara, no, you can't learn out basa b'cholo from orla.